This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. Always a pleasure to have you aboard. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But, really, hop up on the chat room. You find it at therealside.com. There you can watch live. There you can listen live. And it is usually, I can almost bet on it, that there'll be smarter people than I up in the chat room that you can speak with, and you'll have a good time with them as well. And I enjoy so much the time that you spend with me. I really do. If you want to give me a message, I don't want you cheating your boss. Now, if you're at work and you want to give me a message, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I'll try to ask you a question. I'll try to, I'll just try to make it better for you. Anyway, I'm going to kick off the show like I normally don't do, which I usually do my rant, but you'll get that in the next couple of hours. Don't you worry about a thing. I just want to bring my next guest in because I think we're going to have a lot of fun here tonight. Bradley Dean joins me here in studio. And between the two of us, it's like, you know, we had to use Vaseline to get in and out of the door. This room is so small. Bradley, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, John. And by the way, I blame Christmas for that.
Yep.
I very much do.
Weren't we just talking about personal responsibility?
Yes.
See, I have a disease. It's called hand in mouth.
Yes.
All right? So I can't keep my hand when it has food in it away from my mouth.
Oh, I hear
you. And with all due respect to people who have a medical condition, that's one thing. I'm talking about people like me. Who don't know second cannoli? Sure, looks good to me.
That's right.
Right?
Seafood need it, my friend.
There you go. Yes. And we've all got that. And with the holidays behind us, I would like to say I'm working it off, but I can't lie.
Until I get to the next store, right? Or until it's time to eat once again. Yeah. It's like, no, I'll just have one more, one more time.
Just one more.
Yep.
All right, so let's hit a little bit of the political scene here and talk. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever candidates coming up on the Republican side, and everybody's talking about God and religious freedoms and what have you. I'm just so tired of hearing about the stuff during the debates and stuff. Right? If you've been paying attention to this, which one of these guys do you think? I'm not asking you to pass judgment, but based on their lifestyles. Which one of these guys do you think is more real more real about their
authentic
faith?
Yeah, well, boy, Joe, a question that you had to ask me, and it had to be the first question. Interestingly enough, I have been paying attention as to what's going on across the board concerning the candidates. And I see a little good in everybody, but I also know better to judge them by the fruit that they have borne before they got to the platform to actually express what they now say they believe in. Does it line up with what they have been doing preceding the time that they got there? And, I mean, it really comes down to when you look at Ted Cruz and you look at his record, it seems that he has the best record out there. Okay, now people are talking about the constitutional eligibility concerning being the president of the United States. That's another issue. I look at Donald Trump. I see what he has done. But I also know that Daddy gave him $100 million, and he's been doing pretty good by it, right? But he's also speaking the conscience of the American people by attacking the system that means to oppress the people in this country. And then Marco Rubio. Rubio, I don't take him for a grain of salt. I look at Jeb Bush, who doesn't have a chance in, on earth, I should say. And then I look at others. Huckabee, I thought, you know, I met Huckabee. He was a great guy. And then just going down, and Rick Santorum, we had him on the radio, great guy. Some of these guys aren't even in the limelight anymore concerning the option to become the next president of the United States. Carly, I think she's a real smart lady. You know, if I became the president of the United States of America, let's talk about that, right? I would take a group or a handful of these people, and I would put them on my administration, knowing that they were tried and true in the first place, right? And then I would go back, and I would look at our Constitution, read it to every one of them. I'd put them to the test before I put them on the administration and say that we are going to follow the rule of the Constitution, this constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, like it or not. If you don't like it, you can go ahead and leave. Now the door is open. But if not, we're going to get this country back on track, and we're going to do that which has been established through the Mosaic Institution. So I'm trying to give people the resolve with my answer, Joe, so I hope I did well enough.
Well, it's funny because you got a lot of Christian people that I deal with on a regular basis, and I'm not going to beat on the whole Christian community, but you know as well as I do, we have a lot of Sunday go-to-meeting Christians. Real easy to be a Christian on Sunday morning,
sure,
with your brothers and sisters, and they really don't understand Scripture. They don't understand how they're... So there is a way to vote if you're a Christian. God does care about politics. And I keep telling people, God gave us government.
That's right.
Why would he not care about it?
That's exactly right.
And if you want to be ruled and governed properly, then you should be voting for godly men and women to rule over us, if you would.
That's a given. And it also tells us that in Exodus 18:21 and Deuteronomy 17, the requirements, the prerequisites for those that mean to be a representative, we the people in this country. So that's exactly right.
Yeah, and I wish my Christian brothers and sisters would get off your butts, get to know the candidates. I said it nice.
Yes.
Get off your butts.
Move it.
Get to know the candidates and support the candidates. Look, there's stuff here where you say, well, brother, I've got on my knees and I've prayed for him every day. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. You know, you can pray for God to feed you, to bring you food, and have a refrigerator with food rotting in it. Get off your knees at some point in time and go do something about the situation.
Right.
Get behind a candidate. Give them $5. Skip a Grand Ole Macchiato at, Starbucks or what have you, right? And give, you laugh at me because you know, right? $5 for a cup of coffee. I'm sorry, not going to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
But go give them the $5. Make a few phone calls. Everybody's got 50 people on their email list somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care whether you're in business or not. Tell people why you're voting for Frank or John or Sam or whoever you're voting for. Why we don't want to do that, why we're afraid of that is totally beyond me.
That's right. Interesting that you'd say that, because I just seen an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com where you contribute as well, and it was basically talking about how the evangelicals, if Donald Trump is actually the one that's going to be called out to represent the Republican Party, they're not going to go out to vote. How much sense does that make? Just think about that for a moment.
I don't have to think about it. You're right.
It's a responsibility of the good people in this country to right the wrongs, and the American people need to stand up and right the wrongs according to what is required in the Constitution and our representatives.
You got to pause. You know, we got to pay for the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Sit down. Don't move. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. And it ain't that hard. It really isn't. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I am honored to have Bradley Dean in studio with me I jokingly say it's amazing the two of us could even fit in here. It's a lot smaller than people think. This is not like NBC Studios.
You're a rock star,
right?
Joe.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
This is your kingdom.
You put some, well, I call it my cave. And,
okay,
and I don't tell anybody where it is, right? So that the loons don't find me. I'm somewhat safe in my little hole here, but always a pleasure. Bradley has got his own show called the Sons of Liberty Radio, and the, one of the founders of Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley, where do they find your show? How do they listen?
You can check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Sonsoflibertyradio.com is aimed at more as to who we are, what we've done, and what we're doing. Sons of Liberty Media is more of a media outsourced. And that's exactly where you can find us.
And there's some great articles up there. I mean, head up there, really check it out.
A guy by the name of Joe Messina contributes over there as
does
well.
Does he?
Yeah.
I heard he doesn't contribute much to anything but social chaos. But that's good. I'm good with that, very much so. You know, we've been talking before the show came on. We were talking a lot about our Christian brothers and sisters and how they've kind of backed away from politics. They've backed away from really what they're supposed to be doing, which is, you get up and you take control of your situation. Use the authority and the power of God. Use the authority and the power of Jesus Christ to take control of what's going on around you. You cannot sit there and complain about the education system and keep voting in a bunch of heathens educate your children. Now,
illegally, might I add. Illegally.
To illegally educate your children?
That's exactly right.
See, if we're in control, if we're in control of public education, if we're making sure that our voices are being heard, there are ways to work public education, but the way it is right now, anything goes. Right now in the state of California, all the education legislation is made at the state level, and it's forced on the locals.
Sure.
If we're a representative government, and this has been my argument all along, so we're a representative government. I'm in Jonestown, USA, and Jonestown is 90% Christian and 10% Jewish, we'll say, right? My representation should be 90% Christian or thereabouts, mm-hmm. and 10% Jewish and thereabouts. And if we want to use godly principles to run our schools, streets, city, whatever, we should be allowed to do that.
The way it's always been.
We've given that up, though.
That's exactly right.
We backed away from it and go, oh, gee, you could have a separation of church and state. Well, you know, Jefferson was confused, wasn't he? If he was the one responsible for
that. Oh, right, right. And, of course, that's found nowhere in any founding documents.
No.
Exactly.
No. Correct. The thing I love the most, though, is, and I keep telling people this, Jefferson, when he became president, do you know where he had Sunday services? He had them in the federal building.
There you go.
And he had the military, the Marine military band. They played all the hymns.
Mm-hmm.
So he must have had, we didn't know it then, because we didn't know about Alzheimer's so recently, right? He must have had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Because he didn't understand separation of church and
state.
Well,
he was also the president of public schools in D.C. District, where the Bible and Watts hymnals were the two books that were made mandatory for students in public schools. And we've known that all the way up until 1962. And you're exactly right, because what's happening and what has happened in this country is the American people have allotted the Supreme Court to commit an oligarchy to where few rule over many. As a matter of fact, in 1962, there was 97% of the American people that went unheard, where they were sticking to the Constitutional Republic and the enumerated laws, where the Supreme Court actually voted in favor of less than 3% to throw off prayer in public school. But here's the encouraging words that I want people to hear. We've never lost the right. The American people forfeited
right.
the rights.
Yeah. No. And I want to go a step further with that, though, with you, though. We just because your kids can't pray in school, if we're doing the right thing, we're teaching our kids to pray before they leave. They should pray before they start their day off,
mm-hmm.
right? They should pray throughout the day. They have a right to do that. You know, your children, we have something in there's a prayer around the flagpole. We do it once a year. I think it's a national thing, but I'm not
right,
sure.
Right, you are.
Right? And the kids are afraid to do it because they're told that they can't do it on campuses. You need to stick up for your children. You need to know what's going on, mm-hmm. and you need to open your mouth.
That's right.
You're never going to get your rights by waiting for somebody to hand them to you.
I want to interject this thought. I have to right here. I've done 360 public schools in 24 different states. I am not going to ask the devil for permission to obey God who established our government, which is the Mosaic Institution in the United States of America. And by the way, your enemies know that. They just are not accustomed to actually dealing with people in this country that believe that they have rights that God has given them. America, you need to understand that the rights that God has bestowed upon you to remain free requires eternal vigilance, and that's exactly what our forefathers told us. Paul said it in Scripture, fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah, I think it's, well, you know, now the attack, or not now, it's been for a while, the attack on our forefathers, not only on their religious beliefs, but, you know, they were a bunch of old white slave owners. How can we
atheist, deists, yeah, I get
right?
it.
So
right.
Let's undercut them, and then we really can start taking chunks away from this Constitution thing. Right.
Yeah, it's interesting that you would say that, because I just did a piece on this last week, and you should see the intellectual giants that our forefathers were, how young they were, how smart they were. As a matter of fact, we have the longest standing Constitution because God chose 56 men that believed him and responded to his commandments, not his suggestions, and because of it, we're here 240 years later. Amen.
Yeah, I love that. It's just amazing how we forget what they gave up for us. It's amazing what they were sold out to. What was the first book that the Continental Congress paid for, voted on and paid for? It was the print Bible.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Again, a bunch of confused old guys.
That's right. The distribution was actually processed through Congress. I believe it was 1777. That's exactly right.
Right. Well, again, a bunch of old, confused white guys, because we don't want that church and state thing to get mixed up.
You know,
right?
You know what's interesting, though, Joe? And this is what I want people to think about, because they can put two and two together this way. Every time someone swears, a representative is actually elected by the people that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people in the Declaration of Independence. Isn't it interesting, the requirement is the first thing they need to do is swear to uphold the Constitution, right, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, with their hand on the Bible and their hand in the air swearing to God and man. Is that not interesting?
That's just, you know, they just do that for pomp and circumstance. What's wrong with you, Bradley? They don't really believe any of that.
I'll tell you what. If they did not believe that, because what's happening is we're reaping the curse of that because they're not upholding their oaths, what we're doing is we're eating the fruit of what we're allowing corruption to get away with in this country.
Now, I'm in total agreement with you on this. I think that I'm not telling my Christian brothers and sisters, I don't want anybody to get ideas, I'm saying you take up bats and guns, and violence is not the way to deal with this, right? Because we've given away so much that we now have to come together and we start have to take our rights back. And it may get to violence at some point in time, somewhere down the road, but that's not where I'm telling people to step out and do.
Right.
Let's hit on that more right after the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Bradley Dean in studio with me right now. Look, if you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside. I'll ignore it, or I'll read it. It just depends what kind of mood I'm in. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
He was a famous trumpet man.
We are back. The listeners of the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, you really do got to get involved in the conversation. And I know there's like 3,000 shows out there you could listen to. I try to give the information you need to do the right thing. I try to give you the information you need just to make sure that you can have intelligent conversations. One of my biggest pet peeves, and I'm sure Bradley will agree with me here in a minute, stop spewing what the pastor said. Stop spewing what your religious organization said or what your political party said unless you know what it means. You know, I love these people say, you know, smaller government, less taxes, and they go through all this stuff,
which
is nothing but political talking points. The same thing in church. When you come out, you know, Jesus loves us, we're supposed to love all, we're not supposed to judge. You don't know what half that garbage means, and you're out there spewing it.
Yeah, it was the pastor that said that because Jesus didn't, in context, right?
Right.
And it's also interesting to note some of the things that you're saying right now. The greatest advocate to the homosexual industry or lobby in America, and the greatest advocate to the abortion lobby in this country is because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent concerning the issues that God commanded them to preach against. So that's why we're in trouble. It was actually John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, that said the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. That's why we're in trouble today.
You know, I want you to address something because you're a very strong man of faith. And you believe we both are Christians. We both believe in Christ. And they say that we, our group, our people, hate homosexuals. We hate lesbians. We hate those who live those lifestyles. And there's never any real, you know, they don't use any proof. They just try to make you feel bad. We're called to love those people. Mm-hmm. We're called, those are still creatures of God.
Yep.
Right? Go ahead
and expound. Well, love doesn't withhold the truth. It tells the truth. And if it's truth that they don't want to hear, let me tell you something. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. It's truth that they reject. So who's rejecting who here, and who's at war with Scripture? It's not the Christians. Yes, I'm called to love on them, but it's their responsibility to respond to the love of Christ in truth.
You know, I've got friends of mine, I'll say friends of mine that are gay, and a couple of them that I've met with, I point blank say, you ever feel any hate for me? You ever feel like I just can't stand you? And they've said no. And I go, well, but I'm a Christian. Right? Don't all Christians hate you? And they always smirk. Just like, you know, they smirk and they say, no, we're not of that party.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that you have your right to believe. We're happy that you're leaving us alone. And we don't believe you hate us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a starting point. Now I can start to speak with them, right?
Yeah.
But before that, the proverbial they, have it so ginned up that, hey, don't get with those Christians because they hate you.
Yeah. Well, we all know that that's media propaganda first and foremost. And those radicals, I want to tell you something, those radicals need to be lawfully dealt with because they are radical. They mean to divide and conquer. They mean to make war against real Christianity. And that is exactly the fruit of these people. We were talking about this during the break, and I'm just going to be as transparent as all can be so the listener can understand. Me and Joe were talking about this 15 minutes before we get on the radio. And I said, I've yet to find a situation where a homosexual could actually verify the fact that they were a victim of somebody actually hating on them. I have yet to see it.
Yeah, and hate is hate is a very broad term. Right? I look at you the wrong way. I sneer at you the wrong way. You must hate me.
Right.
Right? It's the same. I don't agree with your lifestyle. I don't agree with something you've done. I don't like broccoli and you do. So I must hate you.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how stupid it's getting.
But let me take you to an analogy, a parable per se. Isn't it interesting? These are the ones that's saying that they need to disarm the American people because of the violence that people choose to actually enact during a crime. And by the way, all crime is motivated by hate. But it's also interesting to note that the left, as you would call them, they're the ones that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. So what are we dealing with? I always say this, Joe. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. That's exactly right, because when we're talking about the left, we're talking about those that are not ruled by law.
But, Bradley, most of this stuff, let's talk about abortion. Abortion is not, you can't make, the law is not going to fix it. Making a law of making it illegal is not going to fix it. This is an issue of the heart. This is an issue of people not understanding the value, as you say, of the unborn child, and I agree with you, of the unborn child. I mean, God says he knew us before we were in our mother's womb. He formed, he knew us. We have value.
Mm-hmm.
We had value long before we were conceived. So we are not teaching our young people. We are not teaching our kids, our the ones that are going to be growing up. We're not teaching them their value, right? Along with the value of the unborn child. We've kind of left love to be something you tweet about.
Right, right. Love is a demonstration, 1 John 3:18. Nowhere can you find Scripture. In Scripture, Jesus saying to anybody he ever loved them. He did demonstrate his love through the cross. Love is always in a demonstration, not a lip service. And it's interesting, again, going back to Scripture, if I love God, guess what? Romans 5:5 tells me the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto me. If I'm born of that Spirit and I understand that love, guess what it does? It obeys God because it loves God. I love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. But secondly, namely this, I love my neighbor as myself. And I want to tell you exactly what God's government says about the choice that you're making, Deuteronomy 30:19. He said he hates hands that shed innocent blood, and he said, thou shalt not kill. That's good enough for me. And when we're talking about the innocent in the womb, and as you just said, that they're fearfully and wonderfully created in the womb, the most innocent of peoples, right? And we allow a government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, even going so far as to being busted selling body parts, and the American people stand back and actually call themselves Christians when there's 78% of them. 70% of the American people need to stand up and say enough is enough of what's going on in our governments.
Bradley, there are outspoken Christians out there, pastors that we see on TV every day, that are saying that abortion is not a sin against God, that the Bible doesn't speak to abortion, that it's okay.
Yeah. How is that faring for America? 57 million babies later, how is that faring for us?
You know, what is that? What is that blob of cells going to turn out to be? A dolphin?
Just like one of the guys. Just like one of the guys at the pulpit that you're seeing saying there's nothing wrong with it. And I'm humored when people say, well, you know, it's just a fetus. Well, what are you? You're a grown-up fetus. No, we're human beings. God calls us for what we are, and that's exactly who we are when we grow up.
See, I always approach this from a different angle with people who are really bent on quote-unquote science. Like, all right, so when does a life become a life? Because life stops when the heart stops, right?
Can I ask you something, Joe, before you go down that road? What is science? The definition of science is the study of creation. So how are we going to get on this conversation here?
No. But, you know, dealing with the, I hate this term, dealing with the average Joe, when you get out there and you have this abortion conversation with them, I don't believe just throwing scripture in their face always does it. You got to set some kind of foundation for some of these yo-hos, I'll put it that way.
Yep.
So I said, just help me, because I'm not that swift. You know, I believe in God, so I don't, I'm an idiot, right?
Mm.
So help me understand, when does life, what is this thing like? It stops when the heart beats. Can we agree to that? The guy will usually say, yeah, of course, for sure, your heart stops, you die, you're done. So wouldn't by that very definition saying that life starts when the heart beats, when it starts beating? Wouldn't that be it? Oh, I know what you're trying to do. Well, no, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just trying to understand. Obviously, I'm the least educated here, so help me out.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
And you could just see them getting mad.
Yeah.
They're just getting frustrated because they know you are boxing them into a corner, but you're using their own logic and
that's
their
right.
own reason to box them into a corner.
It's called a law unto themselves. Let me ask you this. You need to ask one of those individuals, because I never go down the debate road with these people because common sense comes into play. I did a high school assembly in Fargo, North Dakota, and a girl came up to me after the program, and she said, I have a problem with the topic of abortion. I looked at her, Joe, and I said, it's a good thing your mama didn't. End of conversation right there. What would these people feel like if they knew that the police were not there to protect their lives? Now put yourself in that position of that little innocent baby in the womb.
Yeah.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
I am so concerned, and we talked about this during the break too, to the millennial groups out there. Because millennials, you know, I don't know if you've seen this in the news, but the big thing with millennials is they don't believe in an organized religion. They don't believe that they believe in a God, but they don't believe that these churches have the answer for God because they're too restrictive. There's too many don'ts, if you would.
Yep.
I don't know. What does that show you? What does that tell
you? I don't think they're angry with the thou shall nots. I think they're angry with the fact that they haven't seen someone exhibit the Christ that they say they believe in.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, again, we do high school assembly programs across the country. I remember doing a high school program in Pensacola, Florida, and I was on the tour bus, and I was looking out the windows on both sides of the bus, and that's all I seen, Joe, were churches. And these kids in public schools are trying to figure out why they're being dropped off by their parents, how they're loved by their parents and their pastors. Twice a week, they're told how much they're loved, but yet they're the ones that are actually dropping them off in the cesspool of indoctrination to be illegally indoctrinated by a system that's telling them the exact opposite of what they're supposed to be taught in church.
Okay, pause. You had me so enthralled there, I forgot about the time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. More with Bradley Dean right after this.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Some people dress cause they like to get dressed, but you just dress to get dressed.
It's only a hunch, but I'll bet you a bunch he wears suspenders, a belt, and a vest.
Am I correct in my assumption that you gentlemen find my habiliments reprehensible?
I think there's something wrong with his tone.
You either got or you haven't got style.
If you got it, you stand out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God, a little levity there doesn't kill anybody, right? So let's have some fun. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you as part of the conversation. Bradley Dean joins me in studio. I don't get him in here that often. I only get him by phone most of the time. He's got his own show called the Sons of Liberty Radio, and he's a co-founder of the site Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley, always a lot of fun when you're in with
him. Thank you for having me, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yep. And all right, let's get back to earlier the the people who did the Planned Parenthood videos.
Yep.
Okay. So first of all, everybody's all crazy about the fact, oh my God, they were indicted. All right. So you know the old joke, right? You could indict a ham sandwich, because in when they do one of those grand jury situations, there's nobody there to defend the other person, number one. It's strictly the prosecutor's there making a case to indict the person he's trying to indict. Right, real fair. But anyhow, so they go ahead and indict, but there's so much more to that. And it isn't interesting that the people who actually broke the law, the people who actually did something wrong, nothing happens to them, and the only ones that something happens to are the ones that, quote-unquote, collected the data illegally.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it any less true, right?
No, it's straining at the gnat while they swallow the camel.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And it's something that needs to be taken seriously, because it shows you the willingness of those that are committing the crime to take it another step. And rest assured, America, every one of us in this country have something to fear if we let this one go.
But there's more to this, right? Mm-hmm. We found out, as we do with every story along these lines, we find out that one of the people in the DA's office actually is on the board of Planned Parenthood and working for them.
Of course.
That makes no sense. I don't care. You know, if it was the other side, boy, would they be screaming foul, wouldn't they?
Is that the fox and the chicken coop, per se? It really is. And there, again, it shows you the corruption, and it shows you the mentality of those that we are dealing with in this country. And it defines out to be totalitarianism is really what it comes down to.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think that, you know, everybody talks about fairness and equality and all this other stuff, but they really don't mean it.
No.
What they mean is control. I want a leg up on you. I want to be able to tell you what and how to do and that kind of thing.
That's right.
And, again, I keep going back. This has been my I started off the week lovingly beating on my Christian brothers and sisters and saying, this is your fault, right? I'm not saying he is, but if Ted Cruz is the godly man that loves God and wants to be president, how did Trump get a leg up? Because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, right? You didn't get off your butt and, forgive me, you didn't get off your knees. There is a time for prayer and a time for action. You know, and I think our brothers and sisters just don't get it. They're not willing to do it. They're not willing to push themselves on somebody else, but they're willing to allow others to push themselves on them.
Yeah, well, and that's the opposite of the spirit of Christianity, man, the violent take it by force. And we're talking, again, of the topic of abortion, and we're talking about the most innocent in the womb being slaughtered because government said so. That's not American government. And what we need to do is we need to right the wrongs and stand up and do just that. And until we do that, it's not going to get better. Things are only going to get worse, of course.
You know, some of the most heathen governments out there don't allow abortions after, what is it, I think it's 22 weeks is max. Right, but here, we're much more evolved, you know, here.
Of course.
In this country.
Yeah.
Much more.
We're daring the justice of God in this country is what we're doing.
It's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
Just amazing to me. But back to this, back to Planned Parenthood, I'm still, and I only heard about this today, and I've only started to swallow this thing and say to myself, really think about this. So the ones that gathered the information illegally to show the horrific actions of another group are the ones that are on trial.
I got a question for you. How did they illegally gather that information?
Well, technically, according to the article, they lied on the application to actually get in for the interviews and what have you.
Huh.
So that made the information gathering illegal. But I can't think of how many times in the past regular journalists have done this stuff in.
Oh, of course, 24/7, and it's not just in America; it's globally. And it's also interesting to know, if I seen someone being violated inside of a house and the door was locked, it's not legal for me to break that door down to go in and help. But because of my love for my brother, I would break the door down to get inside to help that individual. And knowing these guys, one of them being Troy Newman, who happens to be a friend of mine from Operation Rescue, he's got over 70% of the Planned Parenthood's shut down in America. And so he becomes a threat to that mob money, that blood money that's being made on the backs of the innocent, namely in the womb today.
You mean my money and your money, which is why I keep telling people.
That's right.
Look, they're getting $500 million.
That's right. Yep.
So they're getting $500 million. Here's a group that gets millions and millions and millions in donations every year. First of all, they don't need the $500 million. That's number one.
Right.
Right. Number two is you Christians are giving them that money. That's your money.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you not send the legislators? Why do you keep sending them back who don't do what you want them to do? Why?
Yeah.
I just don't. This is beyond me.
It comes back to this, because if it's too serious, then everybody's going to have to get off their butt or their knees, as you said, Joe. And that's really what it comes to is, you know what? We love our country. We love our freedoms. But we love it only so far as we can enjoy it without actually having to stand up and fight for it. Let's call it for what it is, Joe.
Yeah.
That's exactly the fruit of the American people thus far.
Well, I will tell you.
In the present.
Being on a school board and having my conservative/Christian brothers and sisters come up to me and ask me questions and want me to do things, I say to them all the time, just because you voted for me to get in there, I'm not the dictator in chief. I need your support.
That's right.
I need you to come help me on the nights that we have votes that pertain to this. I need you to come help me even get a point across that you want certain books or you don't want certain books. Otherwise, I'm the nut. I'm the Christian nut up there all by myself going, no, we don't want those. You know, one of my first things, Bradley, when I was there was I voted against having a book, or not having the book, but notifying parents that we were requiring their child to read this book. Okay, and all I wanted was I wanted these slips to go out that said this book has descriptive rape scenes in it.
Mm.
All right, so do you want your daughter reading that book or don't you? Really, very simple. The opposition that I got or that we got as a whole to pulling that book, and they made it sound like all of a sudden we were doing censorship.
Sure.
Okay. The days of old when they burned books in Germany, they go and they broke the Beatles records. Are you people nuts?
Yeah.
I'm saying, don't take the book off the shelf.
Yeah.
Simply send a note home and say, Mom and Dad, this is what this book has in it. We have alternates. What do you want to do?
Yeah. What they're doing in public school today, if I was actually to go into one of their health classes and off of my mind as a guest teacher and say the things that they're teaching them through the textbooks today, I'd be thrown in jail. And I want to say two things to that, if I might. First of all, men don't follow titles, my friend. They follow courage. And that's exactly what you're doing. Secondly, we need to understand that it's our kids that are being inundated. If they can demoralize the next generation, rest assured they can control them. And that's exactly what they're going for.
Well, I think you're right. I do a lot of stories about that, the white privilege stories where they're, you know, more and more colleges, more and more schools are making kids feel bad about being white, feel bad about being something that you just can't change.
Mm.
And I get the biggest kick out of this because what are they doing? They go to the, here's something the person has no control over. These white kids are in groups. They're crying and feeling bad about themselves. Talk about demoralizing somebody. And then what do you get to do at that point? I'm going to make it better for you.
Yep.
Let me help you.
Always. Always.
Right?
And that is indoctrination right there, my friend.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to give you a minute and a half. You're in radio. You know how this works, right? Talk to our Christian brothers and sisters. We have a presidential race coming up. We have a presidential vote to make. Why does it matter?
Oh, it matters. It definitely matters because we're on a pivot point in this country right now. I don't necessarily believe that it's one man that can change this country. I do believe that God uses a small minority to always bring forth his glory because no flesh should glory in his presence. That's always his glory, number one. And if we look to our forefathers, we can understand that was exactly the scenario in this country. But to say, and to bring it to the present as to where we're at today, it's very important for the American people, 318 million people that are sick and tired of less than 1.7% of the country destroying the rest of it for us, a little leavens leaving the whole lump where the foxes are spoiling the vine. It's so important right now because we have a posterity, we have our kids that we need to stand up and fight for and give them a future. But I say this, and I want to bring it back to this if I might. the way that the American people need to stand up is to set the precedent that we will not tolerate crime in government anymore. And until the American people actually bring forth Article 2, Section 4 through impeachment and indictment concerning every single one of our representatives, from the president all the way to the bottom, that we will not tolerate crime anymore, nothing's going to change. So it matters not, America, right now, who the next president is going to be. It's what we do to get that next president in that position, because the devil himself can be in the White House, but as long as we hold his feet to the fire, it matters not. He's still going to be ruled by law.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. I mean, I want my brothers and sisters to get engaged, get involved, be part of the process. I'm tired of hearing people say that God's in control, and whatever happens, happens, because that's what he wants. Really. So our God, our loving Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, wanted, went out of his way to make sure 7 million Jews were killed, right? That was his game plan. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because I don't know that God. I've never met him. But you guys are nuts. Just real simple medical terms. You're nuts. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Bradley, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having
me, Joe. Time went flying by. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Hey, stick around, because the next hour we got a lot more going on. Sonny Lohman's going to join us again. Love her. Evan Say at the third hour. Some conservative comedians with brains. You can laugh at jokes that actually make sense. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on USA Radio Networks. We will be back in just a bit.